your stone for Aleph Yud Yud Resh, Ani Hashem Lofecha. Let's get a little spiritual healing for the month of year. Okay, Rav Gedalia Shor was the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas. Passed away in the late 1970s. Father of Rav Avram Shor, Avram Alevi Shor Shlita. And they often refer to him as the first, you know, American-bred Gadol B'Yisrael. Wasn't born in America, by the way. He was born in Poland. But he came to America as a young boy, and about 9 years after getting here, he was already giving the highest year in Torah Vadas. So even though, in terms of the Sfarim that we have for him, he's more known for his Chassidus and Machshava, but he's a big Rosh Yeshiva as well, and was instrumental in the early American scene, where Shraga Feivel Mendelovich said, this person is a person to keep an eye on. And he made a big difference. Made a really big difference. Or Gedaliah was one of the Sfarim that really got me into Chassidus. Sometimes we'll quote a lot from Sfarim HaKadoshim, sometimes he won't quote it so openly, but it's clear that a lot of his Torah is coming from Ger, and from Sokachov, and from Lublin, right, from Pitzadik, and from Shem Yishmuel, and from Chidush Erim, and Tzfas Emes, and Maharal. And it's really, if you want to like gain a foothold in those types of Sfarim, I always recommend learning Or Gedaliah, because it's much easier than sitting down for the first time and just opening up a Tzfas Emes and trying to have any clue what the Tzfas Emes with his very terse lashon is talking about. It gives you these broader ideas. Okay, so let's learn his Maimer on Chodesh Iyar. Iyar is a mysterious month. Most people have no idea what's going on in Iyar. And it's the month that we spend the entire month counting Sfiras Omer. Right? We get a little bit of Sfira in Nisan. We get a little bit of Sfira in Sivan. But it's really the month of Sfiras Omer. We have to understand what the whole process of Sfiras Omer is and what Chodesh Iyar is all about. Okay, so let's start off. The first part is more of a general introduction to the calendar. So let's see. Betur, or Achayim Taf Yud Zayin. Betur, Rav Yaakov ben Asher, 13th century. Betur writes in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, chapter 417. Meivi b'shem Pirkei d'Rebbe Eliezer. Discharen shal nashim shal ratzu litei nizmeyan le'egel, hayu shiu mishamros Rosh Chodesh yosu mehanashim. The reward that was given to women for not participating in the Chet Egel, for not wanting to give up their rings, their nose rings and the like, to the Chet Egel, is that they were given bialus, they were given ownership, in a certain sense, over Rosh Chodesh more so than men. I've heard this idea before. Women, Rosh Chodesh is a woman's holiday. Right? In many communities, women will have a woman's Rosh Chodesh here. It's a woman's holiday. Umevi sham b'shem achiv tam adavar. And the Torah brings in the name of his brother an explanation for this. How did Rosh Chodesh become a woman's holiday? And how does the calendar in general work? The Torah brings in the name of his brother that the three major holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, correspond to the three Avos, Pesach Keneged Avraham, Shavuos Keneged Yitzchak, Sukkos Keneged Yaakov, Ayin Sham Makor Lechol Echad, and he brings a Pasuk to prove each one of those things. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Definitely something to think about as we head towards Shavuos. What did Yitzchak have to do with Shavuos? Interesting. And the twelve Rosh Chodeshes of the calendar, the Rosh Chodeshim, are also supposed to be a holiday. So when you come to Rosh Chodesh Iyar, it's supposed to be a holiday. When you come to Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, it's supposed to be a holiday. Heim Keneged Yud Beis Shvatim. Interesting. Three regalim correspond to the three of us. The 12 Rosh Chodeshim correspond, in theory, to the 12 Shvatim. However, Kishachatu be'egel, but when we sin by Chet Egel, it was taken away from the Shvatim, and it was given to the women in the schus of their refraining from being involved in that event. And that's how Rosh Chodesh became a woman's holiday. Okay, turn the page. But this idea that Rav Gedalia Shor wants to begin with is to realize that every Rosh Chodesh, and really every Chodesh, has its own unique energy, has a corresponding Sheva. A lot of it you'll see is built on the Sefer Yetzirah, which assigns different properties to each Chodesh. Every month has a letter, every month has a body part, every month has a shevet, every month has an action. So there's something that's happening in each month. And we have to try to understand what's happening in Chodesh Iyar. V'yesh lomar b'biyar ha'inyin, ki ha'mo'adim heim sha'arim u'psachim gedolim. Every moed is an entranceway into a different aspect of Avodas Hashem.
Pesach teaches me a certain way to serve Hashem. Shavuos teaches me a different way to serve Hashem. So therefore, every Rosh Chodesh, I'm entering into a new sphere of service of Hashem. It's a Pesach, it's an opening, it's a big opening. The Tumah of Chet HaEgel wasn't able to close off those pathways completely. We don't think of Rosh Chodesh as being such a big holiday. Right? For the women, maybe it's a little bit more of a big holiday. But in Pnimius, it remains a big holiday. Superficially, it's not a Yom Tov anymore. It's not a Yom Tov. Yes, someone. Pesach a Yom Tov? Yeah, Pesach a Yom Tov. Yeshua a Yom Tov? Absolutely. Sukkot a Yom Tov? Absolutely. Is Rosh Chodesh Av a holiday? Not especially. I mean, Rosh Chodesh, we say Halal, I guess. I sense that it's something, but a little bit it's been closed up. A little bit the gate has been closed. But it can't be closed completely. Right? The gates, let's say, of the Mo'adim. Let's talk about the actual Mo'adim. Forget Rosh Chodesh for a second. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Why didn't those get taken away by Chet HaEgel? We just explained that a little bit Rosh Chodesh lost its luster because of Chet HaEgel. So why didn't Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot also cease to exist with Chet HaEgel? The answer is because Chet HaEgel is rooted where? The Mo'adim are rooted where? The Mo'adim are rooted in the Avos. And the connection that we have to the Avos can never be taken away. Right? It can never be taken away. The covenant, the promise, the treaty, whatever you want to call it, the deal that was made with the Avos lasts forever. As Tosfos writes in Maseches Shabbos, the Bris Avos lo tamu. Bris Avos can overcome any separation, any distancing. That's what Chet is. Chet is distance. Distance that's created between two people. I'll tell you a pshat in Pirkei Avos. I have Pirkei Avos right here. Great. I brought Pirkei Avos. Just needed to stretch a little. Okay, what did we learn this past Shabbos? Play a nice pshat. I think it's a nice pshat. It says in Pirkei Avos, Kol ha'oskim ha'tzibur yoskim imahem l'shem shemayim. Parag beis mishnah beis. When a person is osik with tzarchei tzibur, he should do so l'shem shemayim. Right? Sometimes a person gets involved in communal work and feels like, oh, look what I created. Look at this organization I created. Ke'ilu, you're the first person to ever, have that idea. That it was a complete chiddush for you to come up with that idea. You were building on another organization that you modeled your organization after. Or you're building mamish within the same organization that people who in much more difficult times had the courage to start the organization. Maybe took it to the next level. But realize, when you're involved in communal work, do it l'shem shemayim, and realize sheschus avos amisyata, that it's the schus avos, meaning those who came before you that help you. And those who came before you, it's their merit that lasts forever that's allowing you to be successful. So, here's the pshat I want to say. The Gemara says in Krisos that a tzibur means a combination of very different types of Jews. The Gemara says, any Tanis Sibur, any public fast day, that doesn't have Rasha'im getting involved, is not a Tanis Sibur. The very word Sibur, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, is made up of what? Tzadikim, Beinonim, Virasha'im. That's what the word Sibur is. Tzadi Beis Vavrish. Tzadikim, Beinonim, Virasha'im. It's a mix of people. So a person looks at a Tzibur. And you want to help. You want to bring Klal Yisrael together. You want to create unity. You're trying to look at a tzibur, you're trying to see, okay, there's some tzaddikim here, there's some beinonim here, there's some rasham here. What's the common ground between all these people? So says the Mishnah, and Nani will chop it different because of what we said last night. You oskim imahim l'shem shamayim. You should be osik l'shem shamayim. What is shamayim? When Hashem made shamayim, what's shamayim? Why is shamayim called shamayim? Why is it called Shemayim? It's a combination of opposites. It's Eish and Mayim. Rashi, at the beginning of Chumash Bereishis, says Shemayim is Eish and Mayim. So I look at a tzibur and I say, what is Yankel and Beryl? What do they have to do? B'chlal, no sheiches to one another. So different in the way that they see life. How on earth am I going to bring these guys together? How am I going to find, where's the common denominator between these two people? So says the Mishnah, be osek with these two people, l'shem shamayim. Think about the fact that Hashem also brought together opposites. Hashem took Eish and Mayim, and somehow put them together, even though they're polar opposites, and made shamayim. Hashem made something out of opposites. So you can too. You osek mimayim, realize, do it l'shem shamayim. Think about the name shamayim. Think about why shamayim is called shamayim. It's called shamayim because it's a combination of Eish and Mayim. And now if you'll ask yourself, well, okay, that's nice that God can bring together opposites. How do I find the common denominator between these people? They're so different. They live it's hard to imagine they live in the same religion, these two Jews. So what do we say? Says the Mishnah, Shizchus avosam misyatam. Where's the common denominator? Trace them back to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's your common denominator. This one's Ashkenazi, this one's Sephardi, this one's Litvish, this one's Hasidish, this one's very observant, this one's not so observant. Where's the common denominator between these people? It's a tzibur. If it's a real tzibur, that means there's a lot of different worldviews, a lot of different hashkafas. How do I put these people together? It's mamish as different as fire and water. Okay. Shamayim is Eish and Mayim. Realize schus avos misyatam, that each one of them is what? Is built on schus avos. Each one has that common ground. And if you're worried that maybe schus avos ran out, as we just learned a second ago, says the Mishnah, v'tzidkasa momedes la'ad, and schus avos lasts forever. So you can always find a way to unify the tzibur, no matter how different they are, if you're willing to look deep and really recognize the schus avos. So says the Or Gedaliah, that's why Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot weren't ruined by Chedei Hegel. It was never taken away. Rosh Chodesh is a little bit more sensitive in the sense that it's not as much of a Yom Tov to start, and therefore Averos can damage it, which is why Rosh Chodesh became what? Became not such a Yom Tov anymore. The women, because they had a unique schos, were able to hold on to it in a certain way. But for most of us, the gate of Rosh Chodesh closed up. Rosh Chodesh niftachu psachim ketanim. Rosh Chodesh has small gateways. It wasn't such a big entranceway to begin with. Yud beis sha'arim negid yud beis shvatim. Shem yud beis drachim b'avodas Hashem yisparach. 12 passageways, 12 months, 12 shvatim, 12 points of connection. Uvachol Rosh Chodesh niftach shar echad me'asha'arim. And every Rosh Chodesh, one of those gates opens up. Hashar shayach la'oso shevet, corresponding to that particular shevet. Uve'emes gamim ha'shvatim karas Hashem bris. So you'll say, well, God made a covenant with the shvatim, just like he made a covenant with the avos. V'zacharti lehem bris rishonim, Rashi says. What is the bris rishonim? What is the bris rishonim? Shal shvatim, Rashi says. So how did those gates get closed up? The answer is because they weren't such big gates to begin with. V'sha'arim ha'eila p'suchim heim. Those gates are open. V'manafashos hayim mitukonim hayim argishim ha'arim ha'eila p'sachim. And if our hearts, if our neshamas were in the right place, we would be able to realize what a Yom Tov, in fact, Rosh Chodesh is. Rak b'shvil Chetah Egel nasa mesa chamavdu b'nei. But because of the aver of Chetah Egel, a wall was built separating us from Rosh Chodesh. So we look at Rosh Chodesh as not such a Yom Tov. Rosh Chodesh is not, okay, again, we say Hallel. Maybe there's an Indian to have a little something extra to eat. There's maybe even an Indian in the poskim to wear something a little bit nice. That wasn't something that MTA made up to wear white shirts on Rosh Chodesh. Something that's found already in Svarim. Yeah? But there's a blockage. The Avera, because the gate was smaller, a big Avera can block the small gate. Avonoseim hayu mavdil. Avonoseichem hayu mavdilim, says the Rabbi Yishai. That your Averas cause separation. V'lachein ein margishim achshav be'ilu ha'aros. We're not able to feel Rosh Chodesh today. Aval la'asid ya Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov, but in the future, as the Navi again says in Yeshaya Parak Samach Vav, V'hayim mideh chodesh v'chadsho, the Rosh Chodesh will be in fact the big Yom Tov. Shetiyah b'chol Rosh Chodesh ha'ara ha'shayeches lo sachodesh. Each month will have its thing, its gateway to Avodas Hashem. U've'emes nisha Rosh Chodesh moed, ki lamala b'shamayim niftachan ha'sha'arim b'chol Rosh Chodesh. And you should just know that even though we don't feel it much, again, the women have a unique connection to it, but spiritually in the higher realms, ask a tzaddik, do you feel something on Rosh Chodesh? Of course I do. If you can lift yourself a little bit above the superficiality of how we see things today, Rosh Chodesh is still a big thing. It's mamash a big thing. Okay, so we're getting a taste of something from the future when we come to Rosh Chodesh. Okay, left-hand column on page Chaf Ches. Hine b'sefer yitzira nemer al kol chodesh v'chodesh halashon himlich os ploni. In the Sefer Yetzirah, which is one of the earliest works of Kabbalah, attributed to Avraham Avinu, It says, Himlich os blank. Hashem was Himlich. Hashem crowned, right? Himlich, made Melech. Hashem crowned over the month a particular letter. Every month has a letter. Himlich os blank, Ploni, right? Himlich, for example. Himlich os hay. Hashem crowned the letter hay over what month? Nisan. Nisan has the letter hay. Every month has a letter. Okay? Himlich os ploni. What does it mean, Himlich os ploni? Perish. Ki b'chol chodesh yesh koach shal os miyuchad hashayach lo'os ha'chodesh. Every month has a letter that somehow, again, superficially, you'll say, what? What does the letter hay have to do with the month of Nisan? But when you study it deeply, you find out that the letter has everything to do with the month of Nisan. Uvesefer yitzira nikru osios avanim. How do you build a house? Kind of in the parsha. If your house gets saras, you take apart the stones, scrape them down, try again. You build a house out of stones. So too in the spiritual world, where things are built on letters, the Sefer Yetzirah calls letters stones, building blocks. Letters are called stones. The Sefer Yetzirah nikrawa osios avanim. Okay, it's an important idea. Shebahem nivru shemayim va'aretz. And just like when I build a house or a building or a structure, I use bricks, I use cement, I use mortar, I use rocks. So too, when Hashem built the world, how did Hashem build everything? Letters. Letters are the building blocks of creation. He says in the footnote 3, look in the Tanya Shar Yichud Ve'amuna if you want to know more about that. And at the very beginning he describes how everything is built on letters. It's a Gemara in Brachos that he quotes here. That Betzala, when he was making the Mishkan, Yodea Ha'i Betzala L'Sari Fa'osios Shebehen Nivru Shemayim Va'aretz. Betzala knew how to bring together different letters in order to create things. V'chol Chodesh Yeshar Miyuchat. So therefore, every month has a letter. And through that letter, it's a gateway, again, into the month. Pesach shall or hashayach lo'oso ha'chodesh, shenivra yidei tzirufi osios ha'miyuchadim lo'oso ha'chodesh. And that's the idea of himlich os ploni, Hashem crowned a certain letter over a particular month, okay? So now let's get into our month. Let's get into Chodesh Iyar. Again, it's a month we're not really sure, like, what is it, you know? It's kind of this like passageway between Pesach and Shavuos. We're just waiting around, counting Sira, Pesach Sheni, Lag BaOmer, Yom HaTzmaut. You know, like we're trying to find some minor holidays to grab onto, but it's very unclear. Like, what's Hashem's idea of Iyar? Right before the Jews in Bamidbar chapter 9 said we want Pesach Sheni. What was Hashem's idea of Iyar before the Tzaddik, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, came and illuminated the world with his Torah? What did Chodesh Iyar? What did it used to be? What did Hashem envision it as being? So says Lord Gedaliah, the bottom paragraph on page Chav Ches, Uva Chodesh, Iyar, Isa, Sham, it says in the Sefer Yetzirah, okay, let's write down the properties of the month. Himlich Os Vav, Behir Hor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu crowned the letter Vav over the month of Iyar. And the action for the month of Vav, which B'nai Yisachar talks about a lot in this opening Maimer on Chodesh Iyar, is Hir Hor, is thinking. Just to give us a fuller context, what was the letter of Nisan? Month we just left? Hey. And what was the action of Nisan? Speaking. Pesach. Kolomar belisaper harizah meshubach. Talking, speaking. Iyar is a month of thinking. Nisan is a month of speaking. Okay? Hirhor. The letter Vav and the act of Hirhor, of thinking, of contemplating. What do we contemplate? So he says, from the pre-tzadik, or Tzadik Kohen of Lublin explains, in his writings on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, v'yesh machshava, v'yesh hirhor. Okay, point to the place of machshava. Go, everyone point. Point to where your machshava takes place. Good, you point to your brain. Where does hirhor take place? Good, your heart, correct. Okay, you guys are all budding Rav Tzadoks. It's a big compliment. You should say amen to that. So like a pretty big Jew in every tchum of being a Jew. Machshava hi b'moach, mashen ken hirhor hu b'lev. Okay, this is a big, now the Rav Gedaliah is letting us in on a big chiddush. Machshava is an intellectual understanding of things, to meditate with one's mind. Hirhor is to internalize with one's heart. What does that mean? What does that have to do with this month? Kalashon HaMishnah, as the Mishnah says in Brachos, Hamahar her belibo. Hirhor means to meditate in your heart. V'chein targum unkelis, on tzitzis, v'lo sasura achrei levavchem, don't stray after your heart. Onkelis says, Basar Hirhor Libcha. After the Hirhor of the heart. Hirhor, okay, two proofs, a Gemara and a Targum Onkelis, that tells us that what is the heart, how does the heart express itself through Hirhor. Now, in Halacha, we know an interesting statement, that's a whole discussion, is Hirhor Kedibur Dami or not? Is thinking like speaking? What's the pnimius of that whole discussion? How much is Chodesh Iyar like? What's the month of speaking?
Nisan.
Like Nisan. In Nisan, I brought the Karban Pesach. Can Hirhor be like Dibor? Can thinking be like speaking? Can I bring Pesach again? Can I bring a Pesach Sheni? If I missed out on the original Pesach, how much do we allow for, do-overs, second tries, so to speak? So what are we working on in the month of Iyar? Says Rabbi Gedalia Shor Zatzal, we're working on what? Being able to have a heart that knows how to think in the right way. That our heart is properly governed and it's not hefker. That my heart, my rock, the rock of my heart, meaning the strength of my heart, is my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever. That my heart shouldn't stray from Hashem. As Rashi writes in one place in his commentary on Chumash, Libo chalak ala makom doesn't just mean that your heart shouldn't like the place, the physical place that it's in. Hashem is called makom. Your heart shouldn't be divided over God. It's the lesson of Rashi. Shelo ye libo chalak ala makom. The way the tzaddikim explain it is that your heart should be wholehearted. Heard that expression? To be wholehearted means, to be wholehearted. Right? To be fully dedicated in your heart to Hashem. Deba'omek ha'lev yesh asurash la'shechina. Because my heart is really the place where the Shechina dwells. As the Gemara says, Yechavein libo keneged beis kodshei ha-kadosh. That what happens if I'm davening, and I want to daven in the right way, and let's say I don't know how to point myself towards the physical place called Kodesh Kadosh. So what do? I'm davening Shemona Esrei. I'm traveling in the desert. I don't know which direction to face. What do? Where's my Kodesh Kadosh? Where do I direct my thoughts? Yechavein libo keneged Kodesh Kadosh. I direct my heart, I don't know which way to face my body, but I know how to point my heart towards the Kodesh Kadashim. You know why? Because my heart is the Kodesh Kadashim. I am Nefesh HaChaim in many places. That different parts of the body correspond to the different parts of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. And my heart is the Kodesh Kadashim. Nu? So tell me a Maimer Chazal that he doesn't quote here. We learned the Rambam Hilchos Beis HaBechira the other day. How does the Rambam begin? There's a mitzvah to make a temple for God. What's the source of the Rambam brings? Parshas Truma, what's the source of the Rambam brings? What's the source for building a house for God? Also, the Mikdash, B'Shulchan Di B'Socham. What does the Al Shech HaKadosh bring? B'Shem Chazal. We don't have this Chazal exactly. What's the famous Drasha? B'Shulchan Di B'Socham. It doesn't say what? It doesn't say I want to dwell in a building. It says I want to dwell in their hearts. B'Socham, I want to dwell within you. You are the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, Hirhor, right, means transforming myself into a Beis HaMikdash. Deba'omek ha'lev yesh ha'shuras ha'shechina, says Rav Shor. And that's why when a person finds himself wandering in the desert and he doesn't know, how do I point towards the Kodesh Kadashim? Just turn inward. Turn as deep as you can, be as meditative as you can be in your heart, and that's Kodesh Kadashim. I saw a pshat last Shabbos in a sefer called Birchas Av. There's a yid who lived in Bnei Brak. Interesting sefer. So he writes in Parshas Truma, he says, this is, and I never thought about it, it's so obvious. He was talking about this inyan of a Shachanti B'Socham and how Hashem wants to dwell in our heart, he calls the Al-Shech. And then he says, that's really what the Gemara means in Sanhedrin, I think it's Daf Kovav, that the Gemara says, Rachmana Liba Bai, that God desires our hearts. So we usually mean that to say, it's not just enough to go through the motions, you have to have Kavana when you do things. The Kavana is equally important to doing what, the act that God wants you to do. God wants your hearts. But in the Sefer Birchas Av, he says, no. Birchas Av says, Rachmana Liba Bai means, when we use that as like the overarching principle of what it means to be a Jew, it's this. Not just I want you to put some heart into the mitzvahs that you do, that when you put on your tefillin, you should do it in a heartzig way. When you learn the Blat Gemara, you should do it in a heartzig way. No, I want your heart. I want to dwell in your heart. Rachmana Liba Bai. That's where I want to be. Okay, so that's Chodesh Iyar. Very interesting. this month that's not really infused with so many, you know, mainstream major holidays, is a time where what? Where we're trying to get our heart, into the right place. Turn the page, top of page Chavtes. As the Medrash says, Ani Yeshena, Ani Yeshena means that there can be an I. An I doesn't just mean like lowercase I. There can be a capital I, but Libi'er. The Kodesh Kedashim can't be destroyed. It doesn't matter if they build a mosque on top of it. The Kodesh Kedashim maintains its Kedusha in all times. Okay, so now let's go weiter with this letter Vav and hear her. Why is Vav? Okay, so now I have a little bit of an understanding of hear her in general. Chazal's understanding of hear her belief. What does the letter Vav have to do with anything? What does Chodesh Iyar have to do with anything? It's a beautiful essay. Follow along. It's a really beautiful essay. V'himlich os Vav behear her, hainu shemamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol libo, ukelashon hazar HaKadosh, zaka'o man da'ovid lon dira, betray bate liba, v'ispane taman yetzahara. Zaka, praiseworthy. What is chus? Man, the one, in the Ovid Londira, who makes a dwelling place for Hashem. Betray bate liba, in the two chambers of the heart. Again, shalo ye libo chalak ala makom. That image of like in cartoons of like the devil on one shoulder and the little cartoon, you know, angel on the other shoulder, it's very true. It's the Gemara and Brachos. It's the heart struggling, Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, each trying to take over the heart. The assumption is, you know, they start off in this corner, weighing in at 200 pounds, the Yetzer Tov, from the right side. Right? And weighing in on the other side is the Yetzer Hara. And they battle it out. Each one wants full control of the heart. And the goal is, who's gonna kick the other one out of the ring, so to speak. So praiseworthy, says the Tikkun Zohar, in Tikkun Memches, praiseworthy is the one whose presence of Hashem dwells in both parts of the heart. V'ispane taman yetzar. What does ispane mean? Clears out, right? He clears out taman from there, yetzar. He sends the yetzar out from there. The efshur shi'alev panoy, because it's not possible that your heart should be filled with nothing. Someone's going to win. Someone's going to take control of the kingdom. There's no way that the two of them are just going to sit there, each satisfied with their territory. Someone's going to try to dominate the kingdom which is, you know, the mashal of Kohelis, right? The Ir Katana, which is us. Every person's the Ir Katana, the Olam Katan. O sheyesham ashras hashchina, o chas v'shalom lehefech. Either it's going to be a place where Hashem dominates, or it's going to be a place where the Yitzhar dominates. Being a conflicted heart is in many ways almost worse than just letting the Yitzhar take over. Because you're, in a certain sense, you're even more broken when you're so conflicted, when you're living in that suffix. In a certain sense, a bad Jew has a better chance of getting back on track than a Jew who's like caught somewhere between Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, which is a big topic. With the Gemara Sukkah and Beis Amud Beis, Isa, the Yitzhar shall adam is gabrila b'chol yom, in the fifth parak of Sukkah, it says that the Yetzer Hara gets stronger every single day. V'omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozro lo hayayacholo. And if Hashem doesn't help me, there's no chance I could win. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem lo yazvenu biyadam. If Hashem allows you to be left in His hands, He will swallow you alive. Dinei b'gemara brachos, the Gemara says, Yetzahara doma lezvuv. Yetzahara is like a pesky fly. V'yoshe bein beiz miftachei alev. And He sits at the entranceway of the heart, and He's trying so badly to convince you to give over the keys to the right chamber of the heart, right? Right, both as the right side and also the correct side, to give it over to the Yetzahara. V'zeu him lech ozvav bihirhor. Chaver, what is the ozvav? You know anything about the ozvav? What have you learned about Vav HaChibur? We'll get to in a minute. What else? What else do you know from Pnimius, from Sefer Chassidus? Vav is Yesod. Vav is the Os Bris. Vav is the Os Bris. What else? It's what? What else is Vav? Vav is the Os Emes. Vav is referred to in the Zohar as the Os Emes. And Bris Mila is Emes. It's the Os Bris Kodesh. It's the Os Emes. You know the Cheshbon? There's a sefer called. I think it's called Or Letzvi. I'm not sure. There's a sefer that says, that the letter Vav is the os is the letter of bris. The Ramban already brings from Sefer Yetzirah that Hashem placed a covenant between our 10 fingers and between our 10 toes. Hashem made a bris, yeah, between our 10 fingers and our 10 toes. So picture a person who's in position, he's about to be frisked, you know, hands up and legs apart. Right? So let's start counting. You start counting from the toes. Yeah? Pick whatever foot. Let's say you count from the right foot, okay? From the small toe of the right foot. And you assign a letter to each of the 10 fingers and 10 toes. Plus, like the Ramban brings, B'shem the Sefer Yetzirah, the bris between the 10 fingers and between the 10 toes. So you start counting from, let's say, the small toe. Right? So Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, hey, that's 1 foot. Bris Mila in the middle, Vav. Post Vav is Bris Mila. Now the left foot. Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yud, Chav. Now we're up to the hands. Lamed, Mem, Nun, Samach, Ayin, Pei. Pei, the mouth is Pei. Tzadikuf, Rei, Shin, Tov. I think this sefer is called Or Tzvi. It's an old Polish Hasidic sefer. Okay? So the Oz Bris is the Oz Vav, and it's the Oz Emes. Why is it MS? Tell me what you think. What's Pasha Psha? Why is Bris Mila? Why is the Ozvav, which is the letter of Bris Mila, MS? Why is Bris Mila associated with MS?
Shouldn't Bris Mila be Chet? It's on the 8th day.
Okay.
The altar of MS is our Bris with Hashem.
Why? Right? Unlike writing, which can be erased, the Bris can't really be erased. Right? I mean, you've marked your body in a permanent way, better than any tattoo. It's the ultimate, right, it's the ultimate, like you're only saying, it's the ultimate bris, it's the ultimate bond. It's an inseparable bond that's been forged between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So now, let's go back to now what we're talking about here. So in the context of Hirhor, of the struggle for who's going to be in charge of the heart, the battle between the Yitzhar Tov and the Yitzhar Hara, right, why is the Ozavav Keneged Iyar? Because the way to win that battle is to be emistic. If I become emistic, emes is uncompromising. Yeah? The definition, emes means an uncompromising commitment to truth. I'm not willing to divide the heart, and I'm certainly not willing to give over the keys to the Yetzer Hara. If I'm an emesdik yid, I'll find a way to take full control of my heart. That's what he writes here, that's what he says. Ki os vav nikra bizar kadosh os emes. Hainu, where it's underlined, Shakarish Bahu Nasan Bahabriya Koach Hamalchus Vais Gabris Shall Os Emes. Himlich Os Vav Behir. You hear? He's saying a very deep shot in Sefer Yetzirah. Himlich, Hashem gave us the ability, Hashem crowned the letter Vav, the letter of Emes, over Hirhor, which means the meditations of the heart. That an Emesdik Jew will be able to be in control of his heart. The famous story with Rav Chaim Brisker. You know, the fellow came to Rav Chaim Brisker and he says, Rabbi, I have all sorts of questions. Right? So Rav Chaim says, tell me a little bit about your behaviors, you know? Like, what do you do? He starts telling him all the things that he does, many of which were taivas and averas. So he says, can I just ask you, did the questions come to you, all your philosophical questions, were those questions something that bothered you before you started doing the averas or after you started doing the averas? He says, Rabbi, to be honest, you know, it was after I got involved in certain things, but the questions are good questions. So he says, so then you don't have questions, you have answers. You have answers for your behavior. You have excuses for your behavior, right? You're trying to justify living with your non-Jewish girlfriend and eating tarfus and not keeping Shabbos, so you're turning it into a philosophy. But there's no emes here. There's no questions here. If you were emesdik, right, then your heart would be in control and you wouldn't have slipped into these things. So the Vav, the Os Vav, Himlich Os Vav, Vav gives us the ability to rule our hearts in an emesdik way. Again, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a koach of Malchus, of his Gabris, through the Os Emes, Zeh koach liros b'chol davar v'davar es emes. It gives us the ability to pierce through the confusion of this world and to see the truth. V'yedeze yizgaber lev yamin al lev smol. And then the right side takes over for the left side. And the right side, and the Yetzer Tov, decides to become the dominant voice. V'zeh bi'uro shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro. And that's the pshat in the Gemara we just learned in Sukkah. If not for Hashem's help, there's no way I'd win the battle. How does Hashem help us? You know how Hashem helps us? V'zeh ma'asher kostuv v'li bi'er. What is my heart? You know what my heart is? My heart is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is my Yetzer Tov? What is my chelek alokam imal? It's Hashem inside of me. And if I use it properly, if I don't put up walls blocking it out, if I allow Hashem's voice to resound within me, then of course I beat the Yetzer Hara. Hashem himself is Emes. What do we think I'm clinging to in Chodesh Iyar? The letter Vav is the letter of Emes. Emes means God himself. What is the sign of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? On page Chav Tes. The Libi Er, he writes, Shekodesh Baruch Hu Liban She Yisrael, She Yesh Belev Yisrael Oro Shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu, in the heart of every Jew, is the light of Hashem, and that is the Or HaEmes, Shechosmo Shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu Emes. When I recognize the truth of Hashem's presence in my life, of course I win the battle. Of course I don't surrender my heart to the Yetzer Hara. And that somehow, again, we have yet to see really, fully, what this has to do with Chodesh Iyar, but now we're two steps in. Okay? So just to review, to catch you up, we're trying to understand, the Sefer Yetzira says that the month of Iyar, every month has a letter, and every month has an action. And the letter for the month of Iyar is the letter Vav, and the action for the month of Iyar is Hirhor. So he said, Hirhor is not Machshava. Machshava takes place in your mind. Hirhor means meditating in your heart. And the letter Vav, we said, is the letter in the Zohar, the letter of Emes. When a person is truthful with what he has in his heart, namely the Yetzer Tov, which is Libi Er, which is Hashem who dwells within him, the Kodesh Kadashim within, the Veshachanti Besocham, when I'm true and I recognize that and I don't block it out, right, then the good part of my heart takes over the bad part of my heart. And the Yetzer Hara has no voice, has no voting rights, has no say in the conversation. Okay? Let's go now further and try to understand what. It's very nice. I get letter Vav, I get Hirhor. How is this Chodesh Iyar? How is this the bridge, so to speak, between Nisan, Pesach, and Sivan, Shavuos? So let's take a look at the next column. Os Vav, Nikra Os Emes. We just explained that the letter Vav is called the Os Emes. Ubir Rav Haigon. And Rav Haigon, in the period of the Gaonim, after the Gemara, Rav Haigon explained, Dezem Mishum She'os Vav Yeshlo Koach HaChibur. Why is the Vav the Os Emes? Right, the first thing everyone here said when I said, what is Vav? What do you think of when you think of the letter Vav? Vav connects. Vav is a letter of connection. Which of the Avos, by the way, is the one who's most emistic? Why Yaakov? Bring a Raya. Uriah, not in your own words. And quote a Gemara or Pasuk. Yeah?
I think Abraham, because he very much faced evil in his life, and he proved that he's MS by leaving the idolatrous life.
That's true. Where's that Pasuk?
Is she?
Bring a Pasuk.
East town.
I'll get you started. Titan? MS? Yaakov. Yaakov is MS. Right? And Yaakov has a sheiches to the letter Vav. Where does Yaakov have a sheiches to the letter Vav? Where do we see that Yaakov has a sheiches to the letter Vav? What? The Yaakov. Right. Where?
Avram Yitzchak the Yaakov.
No, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. That's true. If you don't believe me, so look at a text that was written with Ruach HaKodesh by Anshe Knesset Gedola. Elokei Avraham. Elokei Yitzchak. That Vav of Elokei Yaakov, that Vav is not, it's like, oh, that's just proper Hebrew grammar. The Vav is the letter of Yaakov Avinu. It's also the letter of Yosef. Really, in a certain sense, Yaakov is the letter Yud and Yosef is the letter Vav. Right, but the letter Vav, which is the letter of Emes, Titein Emes LeYaakov. That's why Yaakov will often, you can have the other Pesukim also, but in Shemona Esrei, we always say, Ve'elokei Yaakov. It's a Vav that's attached to the God of Yaakov. Okay? Yaakov is that midah of Emes. And Vav is what? Is Chibur, is connection. Which means none of Yaakov's children stray from the path. Avram has a son who severs the connection from the world of Avram. His name is Yishmael. Yitzchak has a son who strays from the derech of Yitzchak, and that's called Esav. Yaakov is a Vav HaChibur. Yes, there's a lot, you would say, almost ironically, there's more pirud. There's more separation amongst Yaakov's children than the other ones. The fighting, the sinah, the kinah of Yosef and the brothers is at first the biggest pirud, but in the end, it comes mamish together. To the point that Yaakov is on his deathbed, and what do they say to their father? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's a oneness here, there's a chibur here. There's a. Again, it's part of Yaakov Ish Tam. Tam is related to Emes, right? Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis. Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis is also Emes LiYaakov, right? Yaakov Lo Meis is the same letters as Emes LiYaakov. So something that's emesic doesn't die. God is Emes, the seal of God. We saw the Gemara in Shabbos. Yaakov is Kodesh Baruch Hu's seal is Emes because Emes means a truth that never dissipates. It never becomes unproven. If it's true, then it's mamish true. Not a temporary truth. It's Emes LaAmito. The way that we describe, there are madrigos within Emes, but Hashem is Emes LaAmito. Yaakov Avinu, because he's so emesic, Yaakov Avinu lo meis. Yaakov Avinu lives forever. Yeah, there's gratches on. No. That's not me at all. Okay, so Vav is the Vav Achibur. Vav Achibur, emes creates oneness. It pulls pieces together. It holds things together. Okay, you'll see why that's a little ironic about ER in a minute. V'nei b'samach yod, who's he quoting? Sefer Yetzira, Isa de chodesh nisan nivra ba'os hei. Chodesh Nisan is the letter Hey. Just to write it down so you have it for your notes. Nisan is Hey. Iyar is Vav. Sivan is Zayin. Hey, Vav, Zayin. It's easy to remember. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. Hey, Vav, Zayin. Why? Mishon to Chodesh Nisan Nisgala Malchus Shemayim Ba'abriya Shizohi HaTachlis Shal Yitzias Mitzrayim. If I asked you what was the most important aspect of Yitzias Mitzrayim, what was the goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that we should begin to recognize Hashem in the world. The beginning of that recognition takes place where? When the Jews left Mitzrayim. Okay? When do we complete that recognition? When we stand at our Sinai, get the Torah. What helps us get from the beginning to the end? What's the Vav HaChibur, so to speak? Chodesh Iyar. Okay? Let's look inside. Shizo Yitach HaSir Shtiyas Mitzrayim. So that Nisan is the beginning of the process, the beginning of recognizing Hashem. Lehevi Machos Shemayim Lidei Giloy, to give Hashem some expression. And the letter Hey, he says, is a letter that represents Malchus, the beginning of God's kingdom in this world. The Gemar Hagiloi Hayav Matan Torah, as you all correctly said, when do we complete that revelation? When we get the Torah. Nisbara Achtus Habore Biyadiyah. We come to the complete awareness of God. Anochi Hashem Lokecha Ata Haresa Ladas. Now you have truly known. Now you've really seen it. Now you really know it. Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Od Milvada, that there's nothing besides Him. Even as we left Mitzrayim, there were still some sveikos that the Jews harbored in their hearts. By the time they stood at Har Sinai, Ein Od Mavado, clear as day, Pasach Lehem, Zayin, Rekiyim, all seven heavens opened up. Maybe that's why Chodesh Sivan is the letter Zayin, because all seven realms of the upper worlds opened up. U'keshem shekara es halyonim, kach kara es hatachtonim, not only were the heavens opened up, but every Jew's heart was wide open, completely wide open to Hashem. And it was clear, as clear could be, that Hashem was everything. There was no Yetzer Hara. There was no Misa. I'm just saying Chazals. Chazal said, a Kabbalah Satori, like Adam Rishon Kod Machet, there was no Yetzer Hara. There was no concept of dying. There was no concept of death in the world again. So Iyar is that bridge, is the Vav HaChibur. Yeah, you following? Is the Vav HaChibur between Nisan and Sivan. From the beginning of recognizing Hashem's Malchus in the world to the completion of Hashem's Malchus in the world. He says it very clearly where it's underlined. From the beginning of recognizing God in the world as slaves in Mitzrayim to standing as His chosen people and hearing the Dvar Hashem at Har Sinai, that process is unfolding through the steps that we took in Chodesh Iyar. Okay, so we're getting there. Now we understand Hey and Vav. We understand Vav and Hirhor. We understand the process of Hey Vav Zayin, of Nisan Iyar Sivan. We're getting there. Let's go further. Inyan ha'achana shal Chodesh Iyar hu, shi'ha'giluyim shal Chodesh Nisan v'sivam nitzchiyim. If Vav is an emesitic letter, if Vav is the letter of truth, so we want that truth that's linking Nisan and Sivan, we want the hashpah of the truth to spill over in both directions.
We want to recognize the truthfulness of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that every day of my life, Chayav Adam Liros is Atzma Kilu Yatzim Mitzrayim, to have a clarity every single day that I'm leaving Mitzrayim. And of course what? Vayu Advar Me'el Asher Anochi Mitzavacha Hayom, to have a clarity, a truth every single day of Kabbalah Satorah. So that Vav, that Os Emes, that connects Mitzrayim to Kabbalah Satorah, is supposed to lock in a certain way, the Emes, the truthfulness of those two experiences. Okay, let's read inside. That again, that the Gilith, the revelation of Chodesh Nisan and Tzivan should be what? Nitzchias, Netzach. We just started the week of Netzach in Sfiras Omer. Today is the first day of Netzach, right? The fourth week of the Omer, Netzach. Inyin ha'achana shol, sorry, I just went back. Good, two lines on the bottom. Vav shehu os emes, yeah, the letter Vav, which is the os emes, turn the page, kidichsiv, svat emet, svas emes, tikon la'ad. You hear? Svas emes, truthful speech lasts forever. Whereas the Gemara says in Shabbos, kufdalid, ki shikra lokoi. Sheker doesn't last. Sheker doesn't stand. In fact, the Gemara says, even just look at the letters. It's interesting. Look at the letters Shin and Kuf and Resh. They have one leg and they're toppling over. The Shin stands on a point. It could easily fall over like a dreidel. Yeah. The Kuf, even though it has two legs, right, but they don't balance each other out. It's got one awkward leg. It'll topple over. And the Resh also, with one leg, is ready to topple over. As opposed to the Aleph, which is grounded. The Mem of Emes, which has a nice base. The Tav has two legs. Emes has what to stand upon. The very letters of Sheker look like they're about to fall over. And that's because Sheker is about to fall over. Emes kushta koi, the Gemara says. Kushta koi. What's the gematria of kushta koi? Let's do the gematria of kushta koi. Kushta with an aleph. Kushta, kuf, vav, shin, tes, aleph, koi, kuf, aleph, yud. Kushta koi. What's the gematria of kushta koi? No. Nine?
918.
No. Let's try that again. No, Kushta's with a test. I'm sorry. That's why you're getting thrown out.
No. 527,
maybe? You got 528, am I doing something wrong? Yeah, probably. Yeah, 527.
Yeah, 6 and 1 is.
It's 527. 527. 527. What's 527? The B'nai Shlishim has a Ramaz on this. On Kushta Kai. You don't have it? So who has it? You want to bring a B'nai Shalishim to Shir today, by any chance? Hate when that happens.
Chodesh Iyar is, I don't know.
It'd be great if it was. Now, B'nai Shalishim brings a Remez. I think the B'nai Shalishim brings a Remez. 527. Kushta Kai, he says, is... The B'nai Shalishim says that Kushta Kai is Yaakov plus Moshe. That makes a lot of sense, actually. Yaakov plus Moshe. What do we say about Yaakov? Titein emes li Yaakov. And which of the Sviros is connected Moshe?
Netzach.
Netzach means what? Eternal. That's what emes just explained. Emes is what? He just said. Svas emes tikon la'ad. The goal of Chodesh Iyar is to take Nisan and Sivan and to make it Netzach. Right? Right now, we're getting into the middle of Chodesh Iyar. And we're starting the week of Sfiras Omer called Netzach. Netzach.
So
Kushta Kai, which means literally, Kushta means truth. That's the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Dalet. Kushta Kai, truth stands. Shikra lo kai, Sheker doesn't stand. Kushta Kai is Gematria Yaakov plus Moshe. By the way, they're the same part of inside and outside, Yaakov and Moshe. Inside track, outside track, but they're both Emes. Right? Moshe Emes, Visaraso Emes. Yaakovinu Lomes. Netzach Emes. Okay? Kushta Kai.
Yaakovina's midos tiferes, which is also balanced. Something that's balanced doesn't topple over. So kushta koi, again, in the language of the Gemara, truth stands, is gematria Yaakov plus Moshe.
Where's the Gemara?
Okay. Kuf dalet amud aleph. Right here on page lamed, second line. Here it says shikra lo koi, but the same Gemara says kushta koi. Shabbos kuf dalet amud aleph. V'hurak l'rega masha'in kena emes, unlike sheker, which topples over, emes lasts forever. V'koach ha'chana b'chodesh iyar hu zichu ha'nefesh. So in iyar, we're preparing ourselves. We're trying to take that initial burst of inspiration from what? From Chodesh Nisan, and try to lock it in permanently with Kabbalah Satorah. V'avodah shal taras ha'nefesh, taras ha'lev, כדי לקבוע האורו של יציאס מצרים ושל מתן תורה, היטב, היטב, שהוא קיים לעד. We're trying to hold on. What we experience in leaving Mitzrayim, what we experience at Kabbalah Satorah, we want it to be lasting. And the way to make it lasting is what? Is through the training course of Chodesh Iyar, which is an emistic month. It's an emistic month. To be consistent, day in and day out, to count the omer. Kushtakon, to be truthful, to be sincere, to be honest, to be in control of one's heart. Hashem gave you a jump start when we left Mitzrayim. Now you got to do the hard work to prepare yourself to be worthy of receiving the Torah. Okay? Let's go on to Oz Beis. Let's go on to the second half of the essay. It's not going to take as long as the first half. But you'll see how it ties the whole thing together. Okay? So we've got about a page and a half to go.
Really?
Yeah.
We say, Oz Emes is Shevi Yibol Tzadik Vekam.
Okay.
So that's Lag BaOmer.
Maybe. It's going to take a lot to explain it, so we're not going to go into it now. But yeah, could be there's something there. I like that. B'chodesh Nisan Himlech Oshei B'ri'iyo. Okay, so now we've already learned so much today. We learned about letters, and we learned about months, and we learned about actions. Okay, but we have some more actions. We have some more actions to discuss. Right? I told you, we've been talking until now, we've been talking about what? That Nisan is a month of speech, and Iyar is a month of hirhor, of thinking. Okay? Let's look at another version. There's different versions of the Sefer Yetzirah. They line up things differently. So for example, what Shevet corresponds to the month of Iyar? According to one opinion, according to the Ravid, it's Shimon. According to the Rizal, it's Yisachar. Yisachar. Right? And Eilu ve'Eilu divrei Kim Chayim. Obviously, to take on the Arizal in these types of matters is, you'd probably assume the Arizal has the main say, and that's who the Bnei Yisachar usually will follow, and Rav Tzadok will follow. But there's different shitas. There's at least three different tracks on how to line up the month with the corresponding pieces. Okay, so let's read here. B'chodesh Nisan Himlech Ozhei B'ri'iya, u'v'chodesh Iyar Himlech Ozvav B'shmiya, kein hu girsas ha-ga'onim. In the girs of the Ga'onim at Sefer Yetzirah, they assign two different actions. We've been talking about speech and thought, right? Dibor and Hirhor. The Gaonim have Re'iyah and Shmiyah, seeing and hearing. Nisan was seeing, and Iyar is hearing. Okay, so what do we see in Nisan? I'd say Nisan, I could probably try to explain, right? Nisan, seeing the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was never such a seeing in history. You could say, well, Kabbalah Satorah, we saw Hashem at Har Sinai, okay. But Zekeli Vanvei, when they crossed the Yamsuf, and they saw whatever that meant, they could point to God, they saw something. It's as much as seeing as anyone has ever experienced in history. And then Iyar is Shmiya. Iyar is listening. What's the advantage that seeing has over hearing? This is a very important piece, file this away. Because it applies to, you can think about it in a lot of different areas of Jewish life. What's the advantage of seeing over hearing? And what's the advantage of hearing over seeing? Some people say, seeing is believing. Is that true? As Jews, we believe seeing is believing. Which is stronger? Which is what's the advantage of each one? Each one, elo ve'elo, each one has an advantage. Yesh b'shmiya ma she'ein b'ri'iya, v'yesh b'ri'iya ma she'ein b'shmiya. Each one has an advantage, a mila over the other one. What's so powerful about ri'iya? What's so powerful about seeing? A field of vision. D'b'chush ha'ri'iya yachol en liros har be'dvarm ke'echad. Right? When I look in this direction, I can see many of you at once. If you all started talking to me at the same time, my ears would not be able to process it. Seeing can take a lot of things and bring them together in one shot. Masha'en came b'shmiya, as the Gemara even says in a halachic context, Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin, trei kolei lo mishtame. Two voices can't simultaneously be heard. If two people start talking to you about different things at the same time, oh, hold on a second, one at a time. I can't process both of you at the same time. So the advantage to Re'iyah is that Re'iyah seems to have a wider, broader scope. And absorb, I can look at an image, I can look out into the distance and see many, many things and process them in some level all at once. Uvitzad echad yesh ma'ila b'shmiyah. But on the other hand, what's the advantage of Shmiyah? Sha'kol nichnas derech chush ha'shmiyah el tocha adam. Shmiyah enters the person. And you'll say, what do you mean? Well, the Re'iyah also enters the person. When I look at a sunset, right? So the image enters my eye and is processed by my brain and is inverted and then restored. But there's a different type of absorption, there's a different type of way of internalizing, right, the sound versus internalizing the image. When I look at that bag of potato chips, right, as much as, yes, my mind's eye is processing the potato chips to such a degree that in my mind there's the image of the chips, but the bag of chips is still there. When you speak, in a certain sense, your non-physical words literally enter into my ears. It enters a person in a different way. It penetrates a person in a different way. As opposed to when I look at something, the thing itself remains outside of me. Okay? It's a deep idea, because the image also is processed internally. But in a certain sense, the words, the sounds, the song that you're singing, the music that I hear, enters a person in a way that seeing does not. It remains just the colors are being processed, right? The shade and the you and the image is being processed, but the bag of chips doesn't actually enter my body. As opposed to your words, your sounds, your speech, which is truly absorbed by my ear. And therefore, however, what happened at Matan Torah? When the Jews came to Kabbalah Satorah, what happened? They were able to see sound. Says the Mechilta, Roin Hanishma Vishomen Hanira. They were able to what? They were able to see sound and to hear sight. All their senses were interchangeable. In other words, when they stood at Har Sinai, they had the advantages of both hearing and seeing. That everything that they experienced, something that you saw, you internalized it the way that a sound is usually heard. And the sounds were able to be processed in such a way, I was seeing the sounds. I was able to see the big picture. The same way my eye is able to see the big picture all at once. An amazingly deep idea. Something which normally would be, Shmiyah is processed piece by piece. But in a certain sense, at Har Sinai, I could process a lot at once. Right? Zocher v'shamor b'divor echad. I heard two things at once. God spoke two things at once, and I heard two things at once. I thought you can't hear two things at once. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says you can't hear two things at once. At Har Sinai, you can. At Har Sinai, you can hear in the way that you see many things at once. Very deep. V'cheina yushomen esanira, hainu sha'asaga matan Torah, ha'isim v'china shmiya shenichtesa omuk omuk lesocham. And the things that we saw, even though we explained before that seeing usually has a certain superficiality, it doesn't enter a person, the sights of our Sinai penetrated very deeply. They entered the same way that hearing usually enters. So he writes where it's underlined, Nimtza. The Bechodesh Sivan Nitzar Friyachad Chushe Hare'iyah V'Hashmiyah. So what happened in the month of Sivan is somehow we were able to what? Put together Re'iyah and Shmiyah. So if the Gaonim are correct, that the action for the month of Nisan is what? Is seeing. And the action for the month of Iyar is what? Is hearing. So when we get to Har Sinai, right, we've perfected, so to speak, both of those. We now know how to see, we now know how to hear, and at Kabbalah Satorah we have this unbelievable blend, this magnificent blend of what? Of hearing and seeing coming together. What, by the way, is the astrological sign for each of these months? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. So let's leave Nisan and Iyar for a second. What's the mazel Another thing that we find in the Sefer Yetzirah, what is the astrological sign? Again, when you open up Sefer Yetzirah and you read these things, you're like, what? Hey, and Hirhor, Dibor, you know, signs, body parts, you have no clue what's going on. And you learn this far, and it's mamish beautiful, it's so clear. What's the horoscope? What's the astrological sign for the month of Sivan?
The twins.
Twins, correct. Gemini. Tu'umim, twins. Why? Based on what we just learned? Because now, now Re'ia and Shmia would usually operate very differently, both very important, but the Re'ia, which has, again, that broad scope, it doesn't penetrate deeply, and the Shmia, which has a limited scope, right, but penetrates deeply, somehow they were able to come together, they were able to align themselves to the point that what? They go hand in hand. And that's what he writes here, where it's underlined. Uvechodesh Sivan. Very good, Nathan. Uvechodesh Sivan, Shneim tu'umim yachtav. Re'i and Shmia come together at Har Sinai. Like nothing our senses have ever experienced, our physical senses have ever experienced. Vechain Isa de Mazel Sivan tu'umim. And that's why the Mazel, the horoscope, the astrological sign for the month of Sivan is what? Is partnership. Is twins. It's obviously superficially... The most basic pshat is what? It's the partnership between us and God in receiving the Torah. It's the bris. But now we're saying, no, it's not only, it's everything about ourselves is partnering together. Re'i and Shmiya, which are different dimensions, again, are able to come together. So now, Chaver, let's keep going. The month of Nisan, they saw, like Nani said before, amazing things on the way out of Mitzrayim. As the Mechilta says, Rasa Shifchal Yam Ashal Ra Yecheskel and Buzi. A simple maidservant saw more than the Navi Yecheskel. She has such a clarity. And we previously explained that the Chushariya who rak ala gaven, that Re'iya is always what? It has a certain superficiality to it. Ve'enu el lefi shah. It doesn't enter the person. Ve'enu niklat tocha adam. It's not absorbed the same way as hearing is. Zehaya b'nisan shirau nisan v'neflos. So in Nisan we saw awesome things. But it only penetrates a person so deeply. We saw cool stuff. It was interesting. Kriyas Yasov, wow. Very interesting. Nice to see. But it doesn't last unless you internalize it. V'atachlis ha'isa la'or tshuka ba'adam la'avod k'dei liknos u'lezachos b'masharah. But we want to hold on to Mitzrayim. So what are we going to do to hold on to it? Ki klal hu b'avodas Hashem shemarim la'adam yosem ha'asagaso l'mal madrigaso. That a person in Avodas Hashem, we have a rule, a general rule, that we first get a glimpse. We start off by getting a glimpse of what could be, of who we could be. That's the Seder. You sit at the Pesach Seder and you get the whole picture of Sphere on one night. You know, the crash course, the cliff notes. And then you got to work through it step by step by step by step every day trying to make it count. Havarak Devarim Shiyesh B'yachoto La'asigim Al-Yedei Yigiyasa, turn the page. But then, through the effort that we make day in and day out, she'im yachshok liknos es ha'asagos via yaga la'asigam, if you want to be able to work at them to truly acquire them, she'yuchol la'asigos anu la'halos u'la'alos l'madregazu, and to actually reach that elevated level, zo ha'isa avoda acher shrava or gadol she'yisiyas mitzvah. You can't absorb everything. There's no way they could process everything that they saw in one shot. You see, time they saw so much at once. Right? So now, Chodesh Iyar is what? Is the Agia, is the day in and day out effort to acquire it, to own it. V'lachein Shaya Chodesh Iyar, it's double underlined the Shmiya. What do we say the advantage of Shmiya is? Internalization. The ear is able to internalize in a way that the sight cannot. To be able to bring inside of oneself that which you caught a glimpse of. If you look in footnote 5, he tells you the machlokas that I mentioned earlier between the Ravid and the Arizal. What month, what shevet corresponds to these months? So according to the Ravid, you know who corresponds to Nisan and Iyar? The month of Re'iya and Shemiya, according to the Gaonim? Reuven and Shimon. Why was Reuven called Reuven? What did Leah name him Reuven? Because Hashem has seen what I'm going through. Why was Shimon called Shimon? Because God has heard what I'm going through. So that works out very, very nice. If you follow the sheet of the Ravid, who says that again, the in the Shvatim, we go in age order. So Nisan Iyar, the first 2 months, follow Reuven Shimon. And according to the Gaonim, Re'iyan Shmiya is exactly the very names of Reuven and Shimon. Okay? But the Avod of Iyar, now we're talking very practically. The Avod of Iyar is to what? Is to take everything we experienced on Pesach and to what? And to internalize it. Shmiya, to lock it in. Gemara, the Medrash has, the Medrash Tanchuma, the Medrash says, I think it's also Medrash Rabbah, the Medrash Tanchuma says, if a person has an earache on Shabbos, then sometimes you're allowed to be machal Shabbos. If it's the outer ear, the pain in my earlobe, so you can't be machal Shabbos. But if I have a pain on the inside of my ear, the Medrash Tanchuma says you're allowed to be machal Shabbos. Why? Because the inside of the ear, and this is medically true, has a very, very, very powerful connection to the brain. Right? To the internal organs of a person. The ear is the pnimius, is the toch toch of a person. So it's very, very important to understand what we're trying to do in Chodesh Iyar. Nisan we saw a lot. At the Seder, we wrote or gadol. We saw wondrous things. Yeah? We saw the Gilo Shechina. We saw Kriyas Yamsov. We saw leaving Mitzrayim. We saw the wonders. Now, Chodesh Iyar, we try to make sure that that feeling doesn't dissipate. We have a shiur later this week to talk more about that idea. That's the avoda. And then, hopefully, if we've internalized it, now we come to Kabbalah Satorah, where there's this unbelievable blend of Re'iyah and Shmiyah as we take it to the next level through receiving the Torah. Okay? Next paragraph. V'aseder hu k'mo sha'ama the Rebbe Rebunim of Prashischa. The Heilige Rebbe Reb Simcha Bunim of Prashischa taught on the Pasuk. Al Tomar, the Pasuk in Kohelis in the 7th parak. Don't say, Mechaya shehayamim harishonim hayu tovim me'ela. What is it? How is it fair, right? A person, you know, thinks back to the good old days. Mechaya, what was it that the earlier days were better than these days? Ki lo mechachma she'alta al zeh. That's a foolish question. Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of men, tells us, don't look back at the good old days. Ah, those are the good times. Whether you're reminiscing about a time before you were as committed religiously as you are today, or you're looking back longingly at a time when you were even more committed than you are today. In yeshiva, those were the good times. Right? Back in high school, those were the good times. Now life's so complicated. I'm trying to figure myself out, trying to get a job, trying to get married, trying to learn Torah, trying to find my way. Right? It's very easy to as the saying goes, hindsight is 20/20. Very easy to look back and have this dimionos of what once was. So says the wisest of men, maybe the wisest of men. Moshe Rabbeinu may have been wiser. Al Tomar, don't say, Mehaya, what was it? Right, trying to figure it out. Like, what's so good about the good old days? You know what was good about it? Is that you're imagining what was, which wasn't. But Mehaya Shayam Rishonim Hayu Tov Me'ela. Says Shlomo Melech, that's a foolish question. Ki lo michach masha'alta alza. It's a very foolish thing to ask. You're not asking a wise question. Says the Rebbe Rabbuna of Prashischa, what else does the word she'ela mean? It doesn't only mean to what? To ask a question, it means to borrow. Hainu. She'nostim la'adam kochos b'she'ela. Why was it so good at the beginning? You know why? It wasn't actually you. Hashem gave you a loan. Pesach Hashem gives us a big loan. He allows us to feel unbelievably close to Him. You didn't earn that. You're not affording that level of tumah. Hashem gave us a loan that we should be able to get a shmek, a smell of it, a taste of it. And now Hashem says, okay, now that you've tasted it, it's good. No, it's great. Okay, good. Now I'm taking it away. And you have to work on it. So, oh, but, oh, I had it. What happened? It was so good. Yeah, you borrowed it. Ki lo michachma, sha'alta al zeh. You borrowed it. Vim eino kono sam notlmo sam imanu. And if you don't use it, you know what happens? However, use it or lose it. It's a klal gadol in avodas Hashem. Hashem gives you a gift. If you don't use it, if you don't work your muscles, then they're gonna rot. There's a process. There's a process of atrophy. Your muscles will cease to function. If you don't, there's muscle memory. If you don't work them, it stops functioning. There's a vart the Chavetz Chaim is quoted as saying. It's in the mamash the first page of the Chavetz Chaim al Torah. I'll just tell it to you quickly. I brought it along. He writes in the Hakdama here, whoever compiled this part of the Hakdama, it's not clear to me who it was.
that he writes here in the footnote. He says, I heard from the Chavetz Chaim of Pshat and the Pasuk in Tehillim Chav Daled. Niki kapayim uvar levav, asher lo nasal leshov nafshi. Gives a mashal. He says, imagine a person asks his friend to borrow $500. A lot of money. Don't worry, I'm going to get it back to you. Sure, I'm positive. All right, you know, I was going to invest this money, but if you need it, I'll give it to you. Comes a month later, and he brings back the money. And he sees the money is literally still in a sealed envelope, the exact sealed envelope that he gave him. So he says, what is this? He says, I'm giving you back your money. I borrowed money. I told you I'd pay you in 30 days. So he says, I don't understand. There was a big deal for me to lend you this money. What did you do with it? So he said, it's out of my desk drawer. I didn't do anything with it. So he says, I'm so angry at you. What are you upset about? I'm paying you back. You got your money back. I didn't lose any money. Yeah, but you also didn't use the money. I gave you the money so you could use it. I wanted you to build something with it. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us at the end of our lifetime, Hashem says, I gave you a big loan. Right? So you say, well, I'm giving it back exactly the way you gave it to me. I didn't do so many averos. Hashem says, you thought that was the tachas of your neshama? It's not bad. Not doing averos is not bad. But I wanted you to build, so I wanted you to invest. You didn't use the neshama I gave you. Nichicha paim uvar levav, a person who is truly nikicha paim. When you give back the loan, you want to know if your hands are going to be clean and innocent. Uvar levav, and your heart's going to be pure and refined. Asher lo nasa l'shav nafshi. That I didn't give you your nefesh for nothing. Yeah? Asher lo nasa, I didn't lend you your nefesh for nothing. You invested. Okay, there were some ups and downs, but at least you played the game, you know? You tried to make something more of it. You left it sitting in a drawer, you were too scared to go out there, and if you don't play the game, to quote, a very famous quote from Michael Jordan, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Yeah? Scott. No? That was Michael Jordan?
Wayne Gretzky.
No, you don't take shots. No, that's not Wayne Gretzky.
No, Wayne Gretzky.
Don't take shots in hockey. No, it's Michael Jordan.
Is it?
Look it up. You take shots, but it's different. It's different. You miss most of the shots you take in hockey. No, basketball, you have an open shot to win the game. All right, maybe I'm wrong. I had a book when I was a kid. Is it? Wayne Gretzky? Really?
Being too scared.
Yeah. What do you got? Machlokas? I had a book when I was
a kid. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky. Michael Scott.
Who's Michael Scott?
No, that's something else.
Michael Scott.
Wayne Gretzky.
Okay. I had a little book, like this little book when I was a kid.
Is he a hockey player?
If I grab my bar mitzvah, this little like black book with this quotes from Michael Jordan called, like, I think the book was called like I Can't Accept Not Failing or something. And I could have sworn in that book it says B'shem Michael Jordan. He's a god. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm smart.
I think he also said it, but
like, I think you get credit just for remembering that.
Fine, I don't, yeah.
Okay, but the Yisod is still the same Yisod. Lahavdom. Yeah? No, if I don't try, if I don't invest, I could lose money, but I can also make money.
They also have it for Michael Jordan, just going to
play. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. They probably neither said it, and, you know, each fan of whatever sport attributed, whatever it is. Yeah, but that's the point. The point here says of Simcha Buna Prashischa, you borrowed your neshama. Right? It says the Chavetz Chaim, you borrowed your neshama. Says the Simcha Bunim, you borrowed inspiration. Did you do something with it? Did you invest in it? Did you hold on to it? Hashem says, I gave you Yetzias Mitzrayim. You didn't give me anything. You give me Chodesh Iyar, Vav HaChibur. Let's keep going with this. Vav HaChibur. Right? And then he says, a Gevaldik Vardia. Look what he writes to the Gedaliah. We're wrapping up, Chaim. Two more paragraphs. He says, Va'achar's man yira ki ein lo od osam akochos. So a person says, what happened to where I was once holding in a great place? The good old days. What happened to the good old days? What happened to the good old days? You never were kona them. You never made a kinyan on them. However, look at this. Look what he writes here. Kimi olam left hand column. Kimi olam lo kano sambachachmaso. You never acquired them with your chachma, with your efforts, with your own wisdom. Vizoya bechina shel re'iya b'yemei Nisan. Nisan is the month of seeing. You caught a glimpse of it. But you can't be kona something by looking at it. That's a gemara at the beginning of Avot Metzia. Bechinas she'ela, you borrowed it. V'lo kinyin, ki b'ri'iya ba'alma lo kani. It's a halachic concept. But we're learning it now as a concept of pnimius. When you see, right,
Shnayim Ochsim Batalis. Why are they grabbing the talis? I saw it first. You know why they're grabbing the talis? Because Bri'iya Ba'alma Lo Kutni. Because you can't claim to have acquired it just because you saw it. I saw a great rabbi learning Torah. That's nice. Did you sit down and learn with him? Did you work on it yourself? Va'avodas yimei iyar hi b'chinas shmiya. Shmiya, again, is the internalization of what you saw. Okay? And in that sense, shmiya is much greater. Is much greater. That's why Bizman Azeh, you'll wonder. Right? The earlier days were better. Our ancestors saw Har Sinai. Okay, my neshama saw it, fine. But my ancestors saw God speak to them. All I did was hear about it from my parents and my grandparents. Says the Ramban in Parshas Vaeschanan, yeah, you're better off. The Rav Chaim has a famous Torah on Chanukah about this. That Shmiya, in a certain sense, is bigger than Re'iyah. Right? Not like the Goyish statement of seeing is believing. No. Hearing is believing. If my mom and dad told me that I'm a Jew who receives the Torah, and Torah was given out of Sinai, that's it. Where'd you get it, mom and dad? I got it from my parents. Where'd you get it from my parents? It's an unbroken chain going back to Har Sinai. Someone saw it. I didn't see it with my eyes, but my shmiya can be even deeper. My emunah can be even greater than the ones who saw it with their own eyes. As hard as that is to believe, I wish I could see it. Shmiya, earn it. Internalize it. Here's the final point. Seder HaChadashim Huklal Prat Uklal, where it's underlined. Last paragraph on page Lamed Aleph. The process of these months is Klal Prat Uklal. Again, it's another halachic concept. It's one of the ways that we darshan the Torah. It's one of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatorah in the Drashas Ban. Klal Prat Uklal. A general principle, something specific, followed by something general again. Okay? What was the general? What was the general thing that we experienced? The nation of the Jewish people being born. Yetzias Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael. Now we go through what? We got the whole thing in one shot. The whole experience in one shot. Now we go through what? Chodesh Iyar is what? Is the Pratim. Chesed Shebechesed. Gvura Shebechesed. Tiferes Shebechesed. Every day we're working on a little knetch. Right? A little bit of a refining and understanding of the different aspects of something that's much bigger. And I'm working through it piece by piece by piece. Usvartim lachem. I told you Nani would get back to that share. I promised you. Usvartim lachem, Aruch Chazal Darshan, Svira lachol echad ve'echad. Everyone counts Svira. Right? Not based in counting on behalf of all of us, but everyone counts individually. Svira is a time of individuality in a certain sense. By the way, he writes in the footnote, that's why Svira is a time of Midas Hadin. Because when we're at Sibur, as the Gemara says in Horios, Tafiyom just learned Horios. It says in Horios that the Tzibor can't die. The Jewish people can't die. Individuals can die. The Tzibor can't die. So now during Iyar, when we're being viewed as individuals, standing sort of on your own merit, Midas Hadin. Okay? So when we left Mitzrayim, we have the Tzibor called Klal Yisrael. Now we're individually, in our own way, working, again, there's a little bit of a period. Maybe that's why Talmid Rabbi Akiva, we're feeling distant from each other during this period of the year. Whatever it may be. Yeah, we're working through the pieces, the pratim, the details. And then, of course, we come back to Sivan, Klal, Prat, Uklal, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. We come back to Sivan, which, of course, is the ultimate time of Klal. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, Nu, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. The oneness of Klal Yisrael coming back together again. Turn to the final page, the back page. He ends the piece by explaining what I mentioned earlier, the mazalos, and I'll just say it outside because the hour is late. Right? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. What is the astrological sign of those 3 months? If you want to understand this better and read a beautiful presentation of it as it applies to every stage of life, you could study the philosophy of Hegel, or you can also read Rabbi Akiva Tatz's Living Inspired. I recommend the second. Rabbi Akiva Tatz and Living Inspired basically explains how Nisan, Iyar, Sivan is a microcosm of every experience in life. What Hegel called, what the German philosopher Hegel called, thesis, an idea, antithesis, antithesis, right? And then they come together, chesed, gvura, tiferes. They come together in synthesis. That's called Nisan Iyar Sivan. Klal, prat, uklal. Klal. You can call it, what else can you call it? Chachma bina das. I have an idea. Gotta work through that idea, and then I really have the idea. We left Mitzrayim, we got a glimpse. Iyar, work through it. And now you stand at Har Sinai, like Nathan said before, to Umim, twins, Gemini. Right? Now I've acquired it, and I've partnered with Hashem. You gave me a loan, I put it to good use. Now we've built something together. So the Shem Yishmuel, he quotes here B'Shem his father, Avni Nezer, who explains it this way, that when we look at the mazel of these 3 months, I wrote it down for you, you can see, Nisan is the Tleh, the sheep, the Shepsalah. Iyar is the shore, an ox, a work animal. And then Sivan, as I said earlier, is Te'umim, is twins. What does it mean? The sheep, the Gemara says, have one voice. They all have one voice. They cry out together. Also, the sheep is a very obedient animal. It just follows along. Bring me a raya. Mary had a little lamb. Right? Followed her to school one day. So a sheep is, it just goes with the flow. Yeah, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We followed along. Now we come to Iyar, the shore. The Gemara says about a shore, in the Medrash and Tana de Be'aliyahu, quoted by the Gemara, La'olam yasa olam aso kishor la'ol. Be like an ox to the plow. Work hard. Amelus. Sviros ha'omer. Make every day count. And then you come to what? And by the way, the Shem Yishmuel says, B'Shem his father, that the horn of the ox is made up of many layers, layer upon layer upon layer, separate layers. That again represents the individuality, the layers of Sviras Omer, Chesed Shebechesed, Gvur Shebechesed, Dever Shebechesed, working through the pieces, the individual pratim. And then afterwards, of course, Te'umim is once again the reunification of us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing side by side in our Sinai, that perfect couple that we are, in the funniest of ways, right? Creator of the world and lowly buster of a dumb human being, to be able to marry Hashem and Har Sinai as his true partner in this world. That's what we come to. It's the klal prat uklal. That's the tleh, that's the shore, and that's the tu'umim. And again, Rabbi Akiva Tass describes how everything in life goes like that. You meet the girl, you know, you fall foolishly in love, head over heels. This is the girl is amazing, she's perfect for me. We're going to be always on cloud nine and so happy every second of our... And then you date her for a few months and things cool off a little bit. And it takes a lot of work in the relationship. And if you're willing to put in the proper work, then you get back to a healthy place where you're madly in love with your wife, but it's not always, you know, with the same infatuation that you felt, you know, the shira shirim of those first few encounters. There's something much more wholesome, much more balanced, to umim, the twins. Okay, so this is Mamisha, a month that really helps us to understand the process. We're not just sitting around killing time between Pesach and Shavuos. We're trying to create a Vav HaChibur, linking the world to Pesach and Shavuos, internalizing what we experienced on Pesach to be able to partner with the Kadosh Baruch Hu at Kabbalah Sattah. Okay? Good stuff?
Oh, yeah.
I think great stuff. This is an amazing piece. Mamish captures the whole Tekufas Hashem. Okay, Shkoyach Hever, thank you very much for being here. It's Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.